Girls Burn Brighter is the debut novel from author Shobha Rao, and it has landed on the must-read list of 2018. Vogue magazine calls the novel incandescent. The Los Angeles Times says Shobha Rao writes her characters, quote, into life, into existence, into the light of day. Prior to her June 21st visit to Boise, Shobha Rao visits with Weekend Edition host George Prentice.
Shobha Rao, who joined us this morning from her home in San Francisco. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Your story follows two childhood friends, each living in abject poverty in India, and they're separated when one survives a terrible assault, the other endures an abusive marriage. And yet you remind us in the story that there is brightness in some of those darkest of moments, something you call a lamp glowing from within.
What I wanted to focus on when I referred to the light within was really about the resilience, a real sort of inner strength to endure and to face. And I wanted to explore that very much in the novel, what it takes for a girl to travel through a world, certainly when she is poor, uneducated, disenfranchised, what it takes for that girl to get to the world and to retain a kind of humanity and a warmth and a capacity for love that I've seen in so many of the girls and women that I've encountered in my own life.
Talk a bit about the challenge of fleshing out some of the other characters, particularly the characters who are, quite simply, they're really bad. They commit really bad things, but you make them fully realized.
There's a lot of people in the world pushed to do really awful things. I don't think any of us are born evil, right? We all have very complex lives and I think very complex forces that bring us to the places that we are. And I really wanted to make each character as nuanced as I possibly could, even if the reader only encountered them for a few pages. But it is what every writer is tasked to do, is to make our characters as complex and multi-dimensional as we possibly can, because there is no one is just one thing. And that is the sort of narrative that I was trying to get away from of, you know, good versus bad.
I'm curious about some of the conversations that you're having this year with your readers, particularly in a year when we hear too many instances of abuse and trafficking, the ever-widening gap between the haves and the have-nots. What are those conversations like?
A few of them, many of them have struggled with the darkness in the book, but what I've also witnessed is an incredible hope, a recognition of the hope that dwells within the characters, and seeing that our own lives, within our own lives, we carry that hope. As readers have encountered the book, and as they've, you know, as I've encountered my readers, it's just been so gratifying to see that, you know, we can't turn away from what is the reality for many women and girls in the world, and that readers are incredibly open to reading and experiencing these lives and are also quite aware that these two characters are carried by an incredible friendship and love for each other, and also that capacity for love.
And I'm sure it's not lost on you that this book is landing in the hands of people this year in a turning point of a year.
Yeah. You know, it's so fortuitous. I could not have possibly anticipated how perfect the moment has been for the book and how necessary it feels. You know, conversations about the very specific challenges and vulnerabilities that girls and women face in the world. So it's always felt like the perfect moment for me. Fortunately, it's actually landed the moment when it feels like society and our culture is ready to also talk about something that's felt incredibly relevant and pressing to me all my life. So it was a really great confluence of time and willingness to have conversations around this.
Are you talking to anyone about the film rights to this book?
You know, it's so funny because, you know, I personally, I think it's always with any book, I think that's something that's pursued, but there's been nothing yet, but fingers crossed. We'll see.
Shobha Rao comes to Idaho on Thursday, June 21st, when she'll appear at Rediscovered Books in downtown Boise. Her best-selling novel is Girls Burn Brighter. Shobha, safe journey to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
You can learn more about Girls Burn Brighter and Shobha Rao's upcoming visit to Boise at rdbooks.org.